Logistics objectives and tactics. At the highest level, logistics shares the objective of supply chain management to meet customer requirements. Other objectives include responding rapidly to changes in the market or customer orders, minimizing variances in logistics service, minimizing inventory to reduce costs, consolidating product movement by grouping shipments, maintaining high quality and engaging in continuous improvement, supporting the entire product lifecycle, including reverse logistics. An effective logistics strategy depends upon the following tactics: coordinating functions, integrating the supply chain, substituting information for inventory, regulating supply chain partner numbers to ensure that each purchasing category has an optimum number of suppliers, not too many, not too few. Pooling risks. We'll analyze each of these tactics. Coordinating functions. Logistics has interlocking, interdependent parts. Before the advent of modern logistics management, however, each area had its own separate management and pursued its own strategies and tactics. Rather, a cross-functional approach is needed in logistics, just as in supply chain management. Teams that cross-functions are also very likely to cross company or national boundaries to accommodate international supply chains. Logistics has trade-offs. An improvement in one area may very well have negative consequences in another unless decisions are coordinated. For example, locating warehouses in the countryside may save considerable money. Walmart does this, but it makes it harder to provide same-day delivery, which is why Amazon has warehouses in key urban areas. Different packaging will almost certainly affect shipping and storage. The desired level of customer service still must be profitable. The overall goal of logistics management is more value in the supply network as measured by customer satisfaction, return to shareholders, etc. There is no point, for instance, in raising the cost of shipping, thus the price to the customer, to deliver faster than the customer demands. Fast delivery, in other words, is not an end in itself. And the same is true of any aspect of logistics or supply chain management. Integrating the supply chain. Integrating the supply chain requires taking a series of steps when constructing the logistics network. In a dynamic system, the following steps may be taken out of order and retaken continuously. Locate in the right countries. Map all countries in the forward and reverse supply chains. Analyze the forward and reverse chains to see if selecting different geographic locations could make the logistics function more efficient and effective. Countries differ by infrastructure, labor, stability, regulations, and taxes. Develop an effective import-export strategy. Determine the volume of freight and the number of SKUs, stock keeping units, to move. Decide where to place inventory for strategic advantage. This may involve deciding which borders to cross and which to avoid, as well as determining where goods should be stored in relation to customers. Some shipping companies now add a war risk surcharge if transport is near a nation with civil unrest or war. Both geographic location and distance from the suppliers and or customer can affect total costs and delivery lead times. Select warehouse locations. Determine the optimal number of warehouses. Calculate the optimal distance from markets. Establish the most effective placement of warehouses globally. Select transportation modes and carriers. Determine the mix of transportation modes that will most efficiently connect suppliers, producers, warehouses, distributors, and customers. Select specific carriers. Select the right number of partners. Select the optimum number of companies, freight forwarders, third or fourth party logistics providers to manage forward and reverse logistics. In selecting logistics partners, consider their local market and regulatory knowledge. Develop state-of-the-art information systems. Reduce inventory costs by more accurately and rapidly tracking demand information and the location of goods. Developing state-of-the-art information systems may be difficult in some regions. Such situations make defining the processes and information flows vital. Information in place of inventory. Physical inventory can be replaced by information in the following ways. Improve communications. Talk with suppliers regularly about plans and trends. Use continuous improvement tools. Collaborate with suppliers. Implement the right interfaces and develop the needed relationships to share data. Use just-in-time methods to coordinate deliveries from suppliers. Remove obsolete inventory. Track inventory precisely. Track the exact location of inventory using barcodes and/or RFID, radio frequency identification with GPS, global positioning system. Keep inventory in transit. Keeping inventory in transit can reduce inventory costs. One method of doing this is cross-docking. A payload area can be considered a mobile warehouse. Rolling inventory should be closely tracked by GPS to reduce risk of loss and facilitate rapid adjustments if a customer changes an order at the last minute. Use postponement centers. Avoid filling warehouses with the wrong mix of finished goods by setting up postponement centers to delay product assembly until an actual order has been received. Mix shipments to match customer needs. Match deliveries more precisely to customer needs by mixing different SKUs on the same pallet and by mixing pallets from different suppliers. Speed up customs. Reduce customs time by pre-clearing freight. Make more products or components on demand. In addition to make or assemble to order manufacturing methods, another example is using a 3D printer to generate replacement parts on demand rather than stocking items with highly variable demand. Regulating number of supply chain partners. Having fewer logistics partners generally increases efficiency but could create trade-offs in other logistics objectives, so it is best to have just the right number of partners. One way to optimize for efficiency and customer service is to look for an entire echelon, tier, you can do without, such as all wholesale warehouses or factory warehouses. See Exhibit 5-3. Exhibit 5-3, costs of multiple echelons. Having too many partners is more often the problem than having too few. The more partners there are in the supply chain, the more difficult and expensive the supply chain is to manage. Handoffs among partners cost money and time. Having many partners means carrying more inventory. Reducing the number of partners can reduce operating costs, cycle time, and inventory holding costs. There is, however, a lower limit below which you create more risks and problems than you solve, which is why this is an optimization process rather than a minimization process. Pooling risks. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines risk pooling as a method often associated with the management of inventory risk. Manufacturers and retailers that experience high variability in demand for their products can pool together common inventory components associated with a broad family of products to buffer the overall burden of having to deploy inventory for each discrete product. In regard to inventory management, pooling risks is a method of reducing stockouts by consolidating stock in centralized warehouses. The risk of stockouts increases as supply chains reduce the safety stock or component parts inventories held at each node and move toward just-in-time ordering procedures. With every entity attempting to keep inventory costs down in this manner, the risk of stockouts rises. Statistically speaking, when inventory is placed in a central warehouse instead of in several smaller warehouses, the total inventory necessary to maintain a level of service drops without increasing the risk of stockouts. This is because aggregating customer requirements reduces variation in demand. An unexpectedly large order from any one customer will still be small in relation to the total supply. There are trade-offs to consider. Because the central warehouse may be further away from some production facilities than the smaller warehouses would be, lead times and transportation costs are likely to go up. Again, logistics has to be managed from the point of view of improving the value of the overall system, not just one part of it.